Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That music means that we are going to chat with the Better Business Bureau, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us right now, Bao Vang. She is the Communications Director for the BBB of Minnesota and North Dakota, and we couldn't be more thrilled to hear what is going on at the BBB and how they can help us. How have you been, Bao?
Hey, Mo. Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm still hoping that we can be in person someday soon.
No kidding, because tell people again about your tie to Hastings. That's one of the most heartwarming stories I know.
Yeah, I say I kind of grew up in Hastings because my mom would force me out of bed over the summer and join her on the in the garden on the farm, basically, and that was, Mo, you know this place better than I do. It was to the left of the power plant on Highway 52.
Yes, is it the Vang Farm?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes. I drive past it all the time. They are still going strong. You apparently haven't been working there for a while.
No, I haven't. Those are my relatives.
Such wonderful people.
We rented a small little, I think, acre. God, that sounds like a lot. I'm being ambitious.
No, I'm sure it was actually an acre.
But it seemed a lot for me as a young child.
Well, of course.
Hot summer day.
Absolutely. Well, yes, you'll have to retrace your steps, and we would happily see you at the radio station once all this crazy stuff is over and we can actually meet in person. So, Bao, tell us how things are going at the Better Business Bureau. You guys haven't missed a beat, but you are also working a little bit remotely.
Yes, we have been remote since March 16th. But our commitment to businesses and consumers has not floundered at all during this time. We were actually quite prepared for our alternative work arrangements, which means that we had planned for months, actually, to allow some of our team members in different circumstances to work from home. And so we were all equipped from that day on to be up and running on Zoom and on Teams chats and to be connected. And so we have put on several items, several programming virtually that has taken place of our in-person events. And it feels like, business as usual because our community has needed us during this time and we haven't missed a beat, exactly what you said.
Well, we really appreciate it because now I understand that during this COVID time period, scammers have actually used that to their advantage.
Oh, yes. Scammers are opportunists, so they're always checking headlines and seeing what's happening and using those headlines to prey on our emotions. And so we say there are top characteristics right now that make us all vulnerable to scam activity, and that's being financially and emotionally vulnerable. Because of the pandemic, we are also staying at home, which means we're isolated from our friends and family and those we can trust. And also we're distracted. So we're allowing ourselves to be on social media more. We're checking our instant messages and email more often. And we're certainly saying yes to more and more of the opportunities that come along, even though we may logically think, that's a bad idea.
Well, sometimes these opportunities actually come right to our house. And I have been fascinated I just recently learned about this seed package stuff, this scam where seed packages are being sent to our house. It seems like that would be a positive if I would get a little seeds coming and want to plant them. And this seems harmless.
Exactly, Mo. It does seem harmless. It feels also exciting. Should a package that you didn't order or pay for arrive at your house, it feels like Christmas. And you want to open it up right away and figure out what it is and how do I use it or how do I resell it for a profit. But there are some real bad, smells a little fishy is what we say. So back in late July, the Better Business Bureau started hearing and receiving reports of residents in all 50 states, including Minnesota and North Dakota, receiving unmarked receive packages by mail, again, with no explanation or reason. The package, should you have received one of these, bears the name China Post and may be labeled as something like jewelry or small electronics or some other item. Now, I had a Facebook friend who confirmed this headline was fake news, don't listen to the media. It turns out it was real, and he received a package of seeds from overseas. Then he posted it, he's like, oh my goodness, and here it is. Coincidentally, he actually ordered seeds. He was expecting a package of flower seeds. He was going to open it, but a friend suggested otherwise after seeing some news reports. It's odd because the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, is investigating these seeds, trying to figure out where they came from, why they've arrived, why specific people have received them and others not. BBB is unable to confirm any of that at this time. And we want to tell you that it has some very similar tactics to something we know as a brushing scam.
Which,
and have you heard of those, Simone?
You know what? I haven't. I don't even know what that is either.
Yes. So brushing, same way you would spell brushing your hair. I don't know where that term comes from, but how it relates to Amazon is when a third-party seller uses your address and Amazon information to generate a fake sale and a positive review to boost their product ratings. Again, all of this seems harmless. Let's take that a little further. The sender will benefit because sending you an item, even without your permission or interest, allows them to list you, your address, your purchase as a verified purchase that gives them gold to work with. With that stamp of approval, they can go online and post positive reviews, say, wow, these seeds are great, or this coffee maker is amazing, everyone should get it. They say that on your behalf. And when the comments add up, you know what that means? They can manipulate and skew a ratings and reviews system that should be partial and impartial to gain customers, and one in which they will profit from, even though that product may actually not be good or may make people sick. That's the very difficult process here, and the challenging thing to think about is those fake reviews may actually hurt someone, and I hate to think about that. So we've heard everything from those seeds to humidifiers, phone chargers, coffee makers, lawn ornaments, everything like that sent to homes without that homeowner's permission or approval, purchase, all of that. It can really spell some trouble, and let me talk to you about that. The biggest problem here is that it signals that someone around the world has your personal information. That can put your identity and your bank account in jeopardy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So getting back to the seeds, do we know what these seeds are? Are they legitimate? Are they poisonous? Are they just little flower seeds? Are they vegetables? Do they grow trees? What do you think they are?
You know, the USDA has not released what these seeds are yet. So they're still investigating. They're still doing their laboratory tests on these seeds. And for all that we know, it might be harmless. And I've heard some jokes on social media that people have planted them and some funny memes about them too, is that they grow into these carnivorous plants. But that's so silly. We don't know. We just don't know what these seeds are. So we have some tips for you if you have received one of these packages or will receive one of these packages. Number one, don't plant the seeds. Don't even open up the package. Instead, save the seeds and the packaging and the mailing label in a plastic bag, and then contact your state plant regulatory official.
Okay.
They'll know what to do. And they're tracking the trends and patterns as well. From just a few weeks ago, we had several hundred people in the state of Minnesota alone who had received one of these packages.
That's weird. So did you hear about it because people reached out to you?
Yes, at the BBB, there were people who reached out to us at the BBB. And I saw it all over on Facebook, and there were lots of media accounts on folks who received it and didn't know what to do with it and was wondering who they should contact. And so, yes, the BBB shared this information with media, and we're in partnership with the USDA and trying to share that message of we don't know what these seeds are, don't do anything with them, and tell the authorities.
Well, it's kind of hard to know what something is, though, until we open it.
It's true. If you look at the mailing package, though, and it reads China Post, and you haven't ordered anything from China or are expecting anything at all in the mail, then I would say they all look similar. They'll come in a manila brown bag or container, a package. It's probably 5x7 is what I've seen on these media reports, and they will feel like seeds in them. So if that arrives, then I would suggest it's suspicious and call the state regulatory official just in case. And if they say, you know what, that's not one that we're looking at right now, you have a couple options. You could just throw it away if you weren't expecting anything, or you can take your risk and open it, but BBB would recommend you don't.
Okay. That's easier said than done. I got to tell you, during, you know, the stay at home, getting the mail was the highlight of my day.
Yes.
I felt like I was actually going out. I changed my clothes to go out to the mailbox to bring the mail in. So this is terrible that we can't even enjoy something free that comes in the mail to us, but I think you're right. If you didn't order something, then you should be suspicious. But you know, a lot of companies will send you, you know, religious articles, or you know, they'll send you other things hoping that you'll make a donation. And so not everything that we get we should be leery of, but I see what you're saying. We need to be careful.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So getting back to the whole brushing scam, I see now what you're saying, that people could take that information. You just, the fact that they have your personal information out there is so frightening. How do we not get our information out? Is it don't sign up for mailing lists or don't give out your information?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would, you know, I think number one, you should check online what's available on you and your personal information. Just a quick Google search on your name might tell you a little bit more than you probably know. And because that's where these scammers are finding information about you is online. So you want to have to understand what is available to someone else about your own identity and your banking account and your address. A lot of it can also be purchased online too, and that's scary. So that package may be a signal that your personal information has been compromised. I would, as someone who may have received this, I would keep a close eye on your credit report, any bank accounts that you own, and also your credit card bills. Those are the top three ways you might indicate that someone has stolen your money or stolen your identity.
Okay. Well, that's good to know as well. So tell us a little bit about your scam tracker at the BBB, because that's such a nice tool that I don't know enough people take advantage of.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's like a best kept secret, and we don't want it to be. So if you have been a victim of a scam or you suspect any suspicious activity, we want you to report it to us. Be a partner with BBB and go to bbb.org/scamtracker. That's scamtracker. Or give us a call. We have our team that takes calls all day. It's 651-699-1111. What you do when you come to our website is you report the activity that's happening, any money that you've lost or any money that's been attempted to be lost. You tell us where you are so we can track patterns and trends as well. And then that report becomes public, so you become a citizen hero. You let others in your community know what else is happening out there. We've seen this quite successful when people go on to search specific companies or websites during this COVID-19 scam. Masks were a big deal. Everyone was trying to get their hands on N95 masks back in March. And a quick search of a name, we had one particular company that was not sending masks, and they were accepting lots of payment throughout the company and promising it within a week or so. And there were several hundred reports after a couple weeks, and that let everyone know, wait, I'm not going to do business with them, right? It lets you know who's trustworthy, who's not. And in this particular case, it warned others and saved others money, time, resources, and headaches from ordering from that same company. So we want you to do the same here. Tell us what you're experiencing. It takes just a few minutes of your day so you can save others time and money and resources as well.
Wow, you're very trustworthy. Thank you for calling in today. Oh, my gosh. I'm always so glad. I feel like you're talking directly to me, telling me what to look out for. And I'm so grateful. So thank you much. Bao Vang, she is the communications director of the Better Business Bureau. And do visit them online at bbb.org. We're really grateful, Bao. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.